You value your constitutional freedoms and liberties in all their forms. Like your Second Amendment rights, did you know the Constitution protects gold and silver as well? That's because financial freedom only is possible if you can actually conduct business with a trusted medium of exchange. For over 45 years, McIlvaney ICA has helped investors take a strategic approach to portfolio design, maximizing and safeguarding your assets, even during a financial crisis. What sets us apart is we advise you. Your precious metals portfolio is managed to help you achieve your financial goals through delivery, storage, or retirement accounts. To receive our free summary on safeguarding your financial freedom with physical precious metals, even if you already own them, call us at 800-525-9556, or you can receive this free report online by going to ICA.gold. That's ICA.gold, or call us at 800-525-9556.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Tyranny in New York. What do you think about that, huh? Could there possibly be tyranny in New York? Hold on, no food or drink in studio. What is that today, Mark? That's just Nestle water. Bottled water. Silly. Bottled water. It is silly, isn't it? Yesterday, I wanted to go into some tyranny in New York with you, but had other things pop up that mattered. This one can wait. You're getting a taste today of the Monster broadcast coming up on this Sunday's Monster Cast for a couple of reasons. A couple of these stories I want to bring out to a much, much, much larger audience than the daytime audience reaches on dozens of stations when the Monster Cast reaches hundreds. So there's a couple I want to hear. There's going to be some redundancy, but we're going to get some additional opinions and commentary on these topics. Tyranny in New York. What am I talking about? Well, if you live in New York, you already know what I'm talking about, and that's Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo is an expert at hating your Second Amendment rights and using your First Amendment rights to come after that. And his First Amendment rights to come after your Second Amendment rights. He hates your right to bear arms. Hates it. Cannot stand it. And because he hates it, he's not going to stop. And he's not. He literally is not going to stop at all, period, until he takes it from you. And he's doing everything he can. In this particular case, I'm talking about using the financial regulatory agency in New York to shame lawful New York businesses from doing business with other lawful businesses. And he'd better watch out what he's playing with here, because this can backfire. In fact, I believe it already is. You know, the National Rifle Association is suing New York. New York is coming after the carry guard coverage insurance. I'm not going to go into all that. What I'm going to go into is what's much more frightening than that. And that is the governor using the Department of Financial Services and the superintendent of that department, her name is Maria Vullo, to do his bidding in that department. He hates the National Rifle Association. The Wall Street Journal has made it very clear in an article last week, because he's facing a pretty stiff Democratic primary opponent in New York. As a result, you're going to see him, the Wall Street Journal believes, and I believe as well, that you're going to see him ramp up his attacks on guns in the NRA. Because what does that do? That whips up his base. What is his base? Non-thinking, diseased minds filled with liberalism who can't think. They've lost the ability to think, no matter what their jobs are, their degrees are. It doesn't make any difference. They've let emotions overtake their rational thought process. They're no longer capable. That's the disease part of liberalism. On Monday, last week, Cynthia Nixon picked up, and the Wall Street Journal reminds us that she picked up a major endorsement from the left. Now, I guess this is a television star. I don't know who she is. I don't really care. I don't make it my job to follow dopey Democrat leftists. I really don't. I don't care about them. But she's farther left than Bernie Sanders, or she's in that realm. Here's what Cuomo's office announced. your homework today is to decide for yourself if this is tyrannical government. And I'm going to tell you it is, but I want you to think for yourself on this. Figure out why I'm telling you. It's kind of like a math problem. I can give you the answer, but you got to figure out how to get there yourself, right? You have to understand math in order to get to the proper response. You have to do it in order to make to solve the problem. You have to do it. You have to know how to do it. Governor Cuomo today directed, this is from about a statement of his from about a month ago. Governor Andrew Cuomo today directed the Department of Financial Services to urge insurance companies, New York State chartered banks, and other financial services companies licensed in New York to review any relationships they may have with the National Rifle Association and other similar organizations. Upon this review, the companies are encouraged to consider whether such... Listen to what you're hearing here. From the governor's office in New York. Upon this review, the companies are encouraged to consider whether such ties harm their corporate reputations and jeopardize public safety. Now, later that day, because Cuomo is her boss, Ms. Vullo sent a warning. Who the satellite radio moment word is she to send a warning to lawful companies doing lawful business with constitutionally protected lawful companies? A warning. While the social, this is what she said. This is her, the New York's top financial regulator. While the social backlash against the National Rifle Association and similar organizations that promote guns that lead to senseless violence. Stop right there. The National Rifle Association and similar organizations that promote guns that lead to senseless violence. Guns lead to senseless violence. An inanimate object leads to senseless violence. Could it possibly be that the criminal leads to senseless violence? I digress. That promote guns that lead to senseless violence has in the past been strong. The nature and the intensity of the voices now speaking out, including the voices of the passionate, courageous, and articulate young people who have experienced this recent horror firsthand, is a strong reminder that such voices can no longer be ignored and that society as a whole has a responsibility to act and is no longer willing to stand by and wait and witness more tragedies caused by gun violence, but instead is demanding change now. Our financial institutions can play a significant role in promoting public health and safety in the communities they serve, thereby fulfilling their corporate social responsibility to those communities. They are also in the business of managing risks, including their own reputational risks, by making risk management decisions on a regular basis regarding if and how they will do business with certain sectors or entities. The department encourages regulated institutions to review any relationships they have with the National Rifle Association or similar gun promotion organizations and to take prompt actions to manage these risks and promote public health and safety. Is this tyranny? An agent of the government? An agent of the state? In a not-so-veiled threat to organizations that she regulates? To stop doing business, lawful business with other lawful companies? in her state or elsewhere? This is more than encouraging, this type of activity. It is a direct threat. Is it her place? Is it the governor's place to threaten any lawful business? Here's what the Wall Street Journal has to say about this, and I'll move on for the rest of the program today. I want to go over some FBI numbers for you. They're fascinating. But according to the Wall Street Journal, of course, it's wrong to use powers intended to ensure the health of financial institutions to silence those, quoting, with whom the governor disagrees on public policy. The main reputational risk here for financial companies is that they will serve clients who are unpopular in the governor's office. If Mr. Cuomo can then freeze the otherwise law-abiding clients out of the financial system, he can put them out of business. According to the Wall Street Journal, that's tyranny. And if he is successful in doing so against the evil NRA, the Wall Street Journal, I quote, says you can count on it being used against other controversial speakers in the future. In other words, I don't like you. I'm going to shut you down because I am God.
It's nearly the end of the line. I've been talking about this for weeks now, but you've only got a few days left to make your dreams come true. Because the USCCA is giving five of you, my lucky listeners, $1,000 to buy your dream Kimber with extra ammo. That's right. Five of you will take home $1,000 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world. And it's completely free. But your chances to win end next Friday. There will be no gun after that. So this is your last chance. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your five free chances to win right now. It's that simple. You can enter in seconds, and it's 100% free. But you're almost out of time before the USCCA draws those five winners. So get your name on the winners list right now. Just head over to armedandresponsible.com to reveal your dream Kimber and enter before it's too late. Don't miss this. Don't miss it. Go to armedandresponsible.com and lock in your five chances right now. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering six big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Isn't the left funny, right? Pocahontas up in Massachusetts, Warren, a outright bona fide liar, you know, liar Cherokee blood whole thing, calling Trump a liar yesterday. These people believe their own hype and their own lies to the point where I'm convinced they could pass their own lie detector test. They could. They actually believe this stuff. It's amazing. Meanwhile, the rest of us sit there and scratch your head and go, wait a minute, didn't she claim to be? Yeah, I know. You scratch your head. But see, you get it. When you feel that way, that means you get it, okay? Western Journal had a piece out back. This information was back out about the 12th. And I had been meaning to get my neck deep into this thing. And I finally got a chance to do it over the last couple days. But I don't know if you're familiar with the fact that the FBI released a pro-Second Amendment statement about the importance of you, armed citizens in the country. Did you know that? Probably not, because unless you're following some of this stuff closely on Twitter or you go to some of these sources where you can get really in the weeds, you won't see this stuff. And a lot of you probably don't read the Western Journal, westernjournal.com, and get some of this information. Most of you stay on, and there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, everybody's busy. I get to all that stuff. Little Green Footballs, all those sites, right? Left, right, Vox. You got to go to all of them. You just have to. It's tough. I mean, it really is. Sometimes it's hard to keep your lunch, your breakfast, and your dinner down, depending on what time of day it is, when you read some of this stuff. But nonetheless, it's important. So you get to some of these obscure sites, and you see some great reporting done that otherwise wouldn't get out there, and links and everything else. But this is talking about active shooter incidents, an FBI report that I really wanted to get into and read. So we're going to go over some of it today. I am also going to cover this in a much larger way on the Monster broadcast with some commentary. And if I don't get to it this weekend, it's because I want to put the right commentary and commentator on it, depending on how the schedule moves along this weekend. But this is a document from the FBI itself. FBI.gov, active shooter incidents. You can Google this. The FBI, how many, if you listen to Every Town for Gun Safety or Moms Demand Action, all the dopey liars that Bloomberg funds, all the lies and hypocrisy and everything that reeks and drips from these people, it's a stench. But if you, I mean, what did they tell us? There were, I don't know, 38 or something mass shootings or something since January 1st. The number was widely debunked by even the Washington Post and the USA Today. Even the Huffington Post debunked the Bloomberg stats. But do they retract anything? Of course not. They're not in the business to do that. They're in business to lie to you and to push their agenda by whatever means necessary. The ends justify the means to these people. Excuse me, which is why it was so ironic when he stood up at Rice University. We talked about that earlier in the week. This is according to the FBI, and I prefer to believe their statistics. But the FBI has designated 50 shootings in 2016 and 17 as active shooter incidents. And that's what, when we consider a school shooting or something like that, somebody walks into a mall, that's an active shooter incident. As an example, the left, Every Town for Gun Safety, and they still have it up on their site, if I'm not mistaken, counts the first school shooting of the year. Some boneheaded former janitor that got into a domestic dispute in the middle of the night in a parking lot of a school that hadn't even been open for 7 months. And every town considers that a quote-unquote school shooting. These are despicable, disgusting, disgraceful people who will push their agenda like that because they hate you. And they're socialist, communist, Marxists. They hate this country. They hate you. They hate our freedoms. There's no other way to put it. Make no mistake. If you give them what they ask for today, they're not going away. They're going to want something else. They love Cuomo, too, by the way. What does that tell you about Cuomo? But the FBI has actually designated 50 shootings in 2016 and 2017 as active shooter incidents. Get this. 20 of the incidents occurred in 2016. 30 of the incidents occurred in 2017. This is fascinating information. The FBI makes it clear that it doesn't, that their report does not encompass all gun-related violence or situations. It focuses on a specific type, and that's an active shooter. And they define that as one or more individuals actively engaged in killing or attempting to kill people in a populated area. Implicit in their definition, according to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, is that the definition is that the shooters use one or more firearms. And here's what's interesting about this, and the FBI tells you this in the report. The active aspect of the definition itself inherently implies that you, citizens, and law enforcement personnel have the potential to actually affect the outcome of the event based on your response or their response to what's happening at that moment in time. It is active. Let's look at what happened in Texas with the church. Good guy with AR-15 stops bad guy with AR-15 in real time. That's exactly what that statement means. What they wanted to do, what the FBI wanted to do here, was provide some clarity, is what they said. Provide clarity and data to various law enforcement agencies, that being state, tribal, campus, and other first responders, corporations, educators, and you and me, the general public, civilians, in their effort to, as they say, quote, seek to neutralize threats posed by active shooters and save lives during such incidents. Do you think the FBI would suggest, based on what you just heard, that Americans be disarmed? I didn't go into any of that yet. Based on what you just heard me tell you and some of what I quoted, do you think that that's further down in the report, that the FBI would recommend that the public be disarmed? Here's a hint. Hell no, far from it. So how does this jive with what you hear from Bloomberg's wallet and the loudmouth Shannon Watts, the phony soccer mom, who somehow all of a sudden created Every Town for Gun Safety, which is a big, fat, satellite radio moment word lie. Well, it doesn't. And it doesn't because they're not telling you the truth. That's why. It doesn't fit their agenda. The truth does not fit the left's agenda. When the truth comes out, their agenda, they run from it, actually. That's why you don't hear about the black concealed carry permit Florida permit holder in Florida last year saving the white cop from the black man trying to kill him. That's why it doesn't make the news. Because it doesn't fit with this. It doesn't fit with their lies. When we come back, I want to go through this. This is fascinating information. You're going to love this. Record this. Go over this again. And if you've got some dope out there that suffers from the disease of liberalism and can't think past their emotions, maybe you want to play them some of this or show it to them. That might even work better. Back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I'm going to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAonair.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAonair.com. USCCAonair.com. Go there. That's USCCAonair.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Silver is up to 1642 today. It's up 0.06, 0.37%. I love following silver. It's a lot cheaper than gold. Gold's up today, too, by half a point. It's up to $1,290.70. What does that have to do with anything? You know, guns are a great investment, by the way. I don't know if you know that or not. I don't know what your collection is like, but a lot of people actually collect guns as an investment vehicle. I've got a Tommy gun that's just absolutely the bomb. It is an American classic right out of the box. I can't wait to pass that down. Well, I can wait to pass it down. You know what I'm saying. But that thing was an instant investment the day I got it. I absolutely love it.
and I love watching the silver stuff. And we've got a partner here that loved what I talk about on this program and love what you talk about on this program. That's fun to find. We've got a financial company that, unlike those up in New York, are not intimidated by what we discuss. McIlvaney ICA is who I'm talking about here. They love us over here, and we love them back. But if you're like me and you buy silver, and I do, this is a company that needs to be supported. You can make their homepage, if you follow the financial stuff or the markets during the day, and I do throughout the day, you can head over and get the live spot indexes on the precious metals. You know, I look at silver all the time. I'm constantly, I told you, I like to buy silver. It's fun. It's inexpensive. I can afford to buy it. And all of a sudden, I've got this little thing of silver growing here, you know, just by buying a bar here and a bar there. You might want to do the same thing. These guys support us, McIlvaney ICA, McIlvaneyica.com. Go check them out. Make the page your home page or one of your home pages. Bookmark it and check out McIlvaney ICA. If you have questions about buying coins and IRAs and what you can do with it, I'm starting to look into that, as I said before, because all of a sudden I find myself a nice little silver stash going on over here. And I just, you know, like I said, silver's easy to get. So if you're into that stuff like I am, check it out. When you've got somebody like that that supports us, these guys are the real deal. You get all this information right there on the page, McIlvaneyica.com. Give them a shout, please. Also, USCCA, you've only got until the 25th, week from Friday. The five $1,000 checks to buy the Kimber Micro are going to be gone. So don't miss out, please. Go do it. You get the gun. It's got a laser grip with it. That's really nice on that Kimber, too, because that's a really nice gun. And you get free a bunch of free ammo from the USCCA for participating. And five of you are going to win that thing at armedandresponsible.com. 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 Okay, go get that stuff. All right, back to the FBI here. I'm going to get the silver. It's at 1642 is a great buy. You buy it online. They'll show you how to do it. Sorry, I got to go here for just a second because I was down at one of my, you know, the local pawn shop is also a place where I get some ammo around here. They got really good prices, and I look, and they're selling the silver at about 20 to 21 bucks a pop. I'm thinking, man, I can get it. Even if I pay a little bit of premium because I use a credit card or something, I can still get it for 17 bucks. So, you know, I don't mind waiting a couple days. Check out McIlvaney. Get the real deal on it. Sorry, had to go there. Just kind of popped in my head. Back to the active shooter stuff here with the FBI. This is a really powerful thing to read. I really want you to do this. But the reports in the public domain, something you want to go. Let's go through this as the FBI does by the numbers. There were 50 incidents in 2016 and 2017 combined, according to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Not the liars and shills and charlatans and hypocrites and un-American scumbags, quite frankly, at Everytown for Gun Safety, who I'm still waiting. I can't find the class. National Rifle Association teaches more people gun safety through their thousands of instructors. The USCCA teaches more people, more law-abiding Americans, gun safety through their thousands of instructors and other thousands and thousands of instructors across the country teach gun safety every single day than these charlatans and liars and shills. Put Angry Mark back in the box. By the numbers, 50 incidents occurred in 21 states. There were 943 casualties, excluding the shooters. We don't count them. They don't count. We don't care what they do. 221 killed, 722 wounded. Remember, this is in 10 years. Remember, this is an epidemic in a country of 320 million people, according to the leftist wackos, okay? 13 law enforcement officers were killed in these incidents. In 2014 and 15, there were 231 casualties, excluding shooters, 92 killed and 139 wounded. Of course, in this, you've got Vegas in there, which we still don't have the answers to, by said organization that I'm talking about here. Interesting, right? Whole nother show. 20 law enforcement officers were wounded during these incidents. 20 of these incidents met mass killing definition. 14 of these incidents ended with the exchange of gunfire between the shooters and law enforcement. 14. Can you guess what happened to the rest? 13 shooters committed suicide. Only 3 wore body armor. That's interesting. Of the 50 shooters, how many were female? Bueller? None. All males. So I guess we should outlaw males. 11 of the shooters were killed by police. And I'm using the term shooter. I don't really like that term, but I'm using it because it's a part of the report. I'm using the FBI terminology here. 11 were killed by the police. 8 were stopped by citizens. 18 were apprehended by the police. So based on what I just gave you there, do you think the Federal Bureau of Investigation would suggest in any way, shape, or form that civilians not be armed? Or that armed civilians, an armed population, is a bad thing? Again, forget what you hear from the crap-faced, bald-faced liars over there who tell you that a meth-hyped janitor, ex-janitor, beating his wife over the custody of their child at 3 o'clock in the morning in a parking lot across from a school that wasn't even open for the last 7 months is a school shooting. That's the type of people I'm talking about. Forget what you hear from them. Irrelevant comes to mind. Do you believe that the FBI would suggest in any way, shape, or form that Americans should not be armed based on what I just told you? And I'm asking that seriously. I would like to know what you think. I want you to think about that. Mark at armedamericanradio.com if you want to jump in and you're listening live. 20 of the 50 incidents met the criteria cited in the federal definition of mass killings. Then, do you know what that is, the federal definition? Not every town for crap safety, liars, and shills definition, and the Brady campaign to prevent our own irrelevancy because we don't have Bloomberg money and we'll do anything we can to stay relevant because we're just a bunch of liars. Not them, but the FBI. That is, according to the FBI, quoting, 3 or more killings in a single incident. Not a junkie involved in a domestic dispute, catty corner from an old school at 3 in the morning, like they tell you. The 50 active shooter incidents, how many states do you guess it would have? They occurred in 21 states. 6 incidents occurred in Texas. 5 in each of the following states, California and Florida. 5 in both of those states combined. 4 incidents in Ohio. 3 occurred in each of the following states, Maryland and Washington. 2 occurred in the following states, Colorado, Kansas, Nevada, New Mexico, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, and Wisconsin. I don't know how New York or Colorado with their strict gun control laws are in there. I'm not sure how that would happen. That would seem to fly in the face of Cuomo's midnight legislative processes. But I digress. 1 incident occurred in each of the following states, Arizona, Illinois, Louisiana, Michigan, Missouri, and South Carolina. When we come back, I'll give you the actual numbers, the casualty figures in these, and some information about law enforcement and security engagement, and then civilian engagement. We'll see what the FBI has to say. Guy could use another hour. I'm just saying.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Okay, welcome back. I got to tell you, I've been giving out the wrong website, and I want to clear this up right now. I was talking about McIlvaney. They've got a Welcome Armed American Radio listener page. That is, okay, very, very important that I give you the proper website for this because it's quite cool. It's ica.gold. Go there and check this out. And it is a welcome splash page specifically for you, Welcome Armed American Radio listeners. So I can't wait to get active here, and I don't want to apologize for that. All right. Check this out if you're interested, and a lot of you are. I know you are. I've heard from a bunch of you. But like guns, this is a collector's association, McIlvaney is. It's very cool stuff. Protect yourself with this stuff. It's quite cool. And I love, and they came to us and said, look, we want to work with you guys. We love our freedom. We love our rights, man. And it's a match made in heaven. But it's ica.gold. If you get a chance, go check it out. Very cool stuff. All right, I apologize for sending it to McIlvaney. Just ica.gold. Go check this stuff out. All right, let's go back to this FBI site, this active shooter site again. Law enforcement security personnel engagement and casualties. 33 law enforcement officers were killed or wounded in 12 incidents.
And I think it's important to note that 14 of those 33 occurred in a single incident. And that was what you look at five law enforcement officers we're talking about in Dallas, right, were killed. And nine were wounded as a protest was winding down there in Dallas. You remember that. So that's a total of, 14 casualties. Sometimes when they say casualties, they don't distinguish between deaths and just wounded or injured. All right, it's very important to break that down, I think. But 13 law enforcement officers were killed in six incidents. Three were killed while engaging the shooter to end the threat. Two of the three law enforcement officers were killed by the shooter. Other plainclothes law enforcement officer was another plainclothes was killed by friendly fire. By friendly fire. Six cops were ambushed. Two were killed while responding to the incident. And they did not exchange gunfire with the shooter. And I'm not sure how that occurred. I mean, that could be anything from, you know, an accident en route or something. I don't know what happened there. Two off-duty cops were among the 58 event attendees killed by the shooter in Vegas. 22 were wounded in eight incidents. 13 were wounded while engaging the shooter to end the threat. Four LEOs were ambushed. Three were wounded while responding to the incident that did not exchange gunfire with the shooter. And then there were security personnel, security guards. One security guard was wounded. Two armed, non-sworn security personnel in one incident did, in fact, exchange gunfire with the shooter, causing the shooter to do what? Bolt, flee. They're cowards. Bye. If I'm being shot at, I'm going away. And in that particular case, he was arrested at another location. There was an unarmed security guard who was wounded during a struggle with one of the shooters. He was able to flee and alert on an off-duty cop who was also working security somewhere nearby. That shooter killed himself as additional armed cops showed up. We know that to be the case. Now, I'm not going to give you each and every one of these, but there's a list of it on here. I'm just run through these incidents for you. We'll go into greater detail on the Sunday program. Citizen engagement in casualties. This is important. In 10 incidents, citizens confronted the shooters. Eight of those, one or more citizens safely and successfully acted to end the shooting. It's interesting, four of them were unarmed and who confronted or persuaded the shooter to end the shooting. It doesn't say how. In two, school staff confronted and restrained a shooter. In one incident, the citizen used his car to thwart the killer or would-be killer. And in another one, a citizen persuaded the shooter to surrender via telephone during a police chase. And I don't remember this one, but she ran up to the shooter's car when he came to a stop and pulled him out of the driver's seat. And that's what ended the chase. That's a gutsy move, huh? In four incidents, citizens possessing valid firearms permits successfully stopped the would-be killer or the killer. In two of those incidents, citizens exchanged gunfire. And in two more, citizens held the shooter at gunpoint until law enforcement arrived. But that never happens, does it? Every town for gun grabber liar, does it? No, it doesn't. Does it, Bloomberg? What a despicable, disgusting man he is, too, by the way. Couldn't help myself. That just kind of came out. Go sit on a phone book. In one incident, a citizen possessing a firearms permit got into a shootout with the shooter, which caused the shooter to flee to another scene and continue shooting. Now that's number 22. Multiple locations in Clear Lake Oaks, California is where that occurred, okay? And in only one of those incidents with civilians, a citizen with a valid CCW was actually wounded before he could fire at the shooter. All the killers, would-be killers, were male. Every single one acted alone. They ranged in age from 14 to 66. Seven were in their teens, 18 were in their 20s, nine were in their 30s, nine were in their 40s, three were in their 50s, and four were in their 60s. Only three, as I said before, wore body armor. There have been calls to get a background check to buy body armor because of the epidemic. They're here. This is from the FBI in 2 years, three. Again, I digress. 13 of these scumbags killed themselves, off themselves, blew themselves away. Eight of them did it at the scene before cops got there, three at the scene after cops got there, and two bolted and ran away like the cowards they are and blew themselves away at another location. 11 were killed by cops. 10 were killed at the scene. Two of the 10 were wounded at the scene and died a few hours later. Oh, boo-hoo. And one of the 10 was killed at the scene by a bomb-carrying robot. And another was shot and killed by law enforcement officers at a different location. 8 shooters, as I said, were stopped by citizens. 18 shooters were apprehended by police. Interesting, to say the least. And there's a lot more to go into, and I will go into a ton of this because the information in this is quite fascinating, and it flies in the face of what they would tell you. Now, here's armed and unarmed citizens engaged the shooter in 10 incidents. They safely and successfully ended the shootings in 8 of those incidents, read the report. Their selfless actions likely saved many lives. That's from the FBI report, where I'm going to go into more of that in specificity on Sunday's Monster broadcast. But that's an actual quote. The enhanced threat posed by active shooters and the swiftness with which active shooter incidents unfold support the importance of preparation by LEO officers and citizens alike. You, civilian, their selfless actions likely saved many lives. So I'm going to ask you again to think about this before the Monster broadcast on Sunday. Do you believe, based on what we just covered together here today, that the FBI would support Michael Phonebook Bloomberg and the rest of his little liar Pied Piper minions in their efforts to disarm you? Do you believe that would be the case? You know the answer to that question. I know the answer to that question. They know the answer to that question. That's why they don't talk about this report. That's why ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN doesn't discuss this report. Because it flies in the face of what they've been shoving down your collective throats for years. And when we expose it, it exposes them. Yeah, an armed populace is a safe populace. Remember, until we meet tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, carry on, carry often. And the FBI would have you carry absolutely everywhere because you likely saved many lives.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.